War Horse. The Modoc War was one of the bloodiest conflicts in the history of the Northwest, costing the lives of 41 soldiers and all but decimating the Modoc tribe. During the final battle, fought in the lava beds of California, the Modoc retreated and the soldiers overran their position. According to Captain Harrison Kelly,
"Indians abandoned their horses and my men, using every rope available and even tearing shirts into strips and tying the ends together. Captured as many of the ponies as they could, even though I told them that they were foolish. No, the ponies wouldn't be worth the bother. Well, it had been my experience that Indian ponies were underfed and overworked. Consequently, they did not make good mounts. Well, after we returned to Jacksonville, one of the men brought me an Indian pony and offered to sell it to me for $35. The horse was spotted, had a roached mane, and was in remarkably good condition. I paid the $35, took to calling my little pony by the name Billy."
Billy was sure-footed, was easily trained to work cattle, and possessed outstanding endurance. On several occasions, Captain Kelly covered more than 60 miles in a single day while riding Billy. In 1905, Captain Kelly gave a Paiute permission to ride Billy in the Lewis and Clark Expedition Parade in Portland. Afterwards, the old war horse was turned out to pasture. He lived to be more than 40 years old.